everything's running smoothly.
Oh, it is that Friday edition. This is your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. Peter S. Sween, Esquire, to my left.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and a wise old man once said...
Oh, here we go. Okay.
It's not Friday, it's Fry-yay, baby.
As the beat... Let me get that beat for you on that one.
You can't drink rosé all day if you don't start in the morning.
I mean, there is no better way to start to Friday than that right there, Pete. That little words of wisdom. And that's not even Wednesday. We saved the words of wisdom for Wednesday, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I just dropped a little Friday wisdom. I know Wednesday went over so well for so many people, and so I just decided to bring that energy back.
Yo, man, you've been crushing these videos. If you haven't been paying attention, by the way, good morning, Kansas City. Hello, we love you and we like you. Pete has been. You're the one that's in charge of our social, because I just don't have it in me.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the show, just don't tell me.
Right,
I'm fragile. I'm leave you
in the dark.
Yeah, I know. I'm delicate. You know,
right, of course.
But if you love it, you know, shower me with praises.
You just want the positive feedback.
Yes, I do, because I'm a millennial in 2019.
Do you know that now you can hide replies in Twitter? So that helps you on that social platform.
I heard that they give you a free like with every post now, so you don't get like any. They don't want to have you at zero.
Right.
Because that's just, you know, that's not a good look. That's sad.
Sure.
We can't all have the blue check.
Well, then what happens with call-in radios is once one person calls, they all call. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. The weather today, it's mostly going to be cloudy. Looks like no rain today, but in the 30s. So you're going to want to bundle up. I don't think it's going to get higher than 39.
See, here's the thing, Pete. Here's the thing. I, on the way in, heard there may be some rain tonight. So we have some we have conflicting information.
What I'm seeing right now.
I thought you were a news guy.
I'm checking my forecast, my radar, the Sween radar.
Oh.
And it is max 25% rain chance around 2 to 4. So
the Sween dart.
Hey, I don't know if that rings well.
I'm trying to make it work.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Something we can put on a shirt, you know.
What'd you do the past 2 days? Anything fun? Because I did.
Man, if I'm being honest, I have been bumming it. I haven't done anything exciting.
I asked you this the last show, I think, and you said you did nothing again.
Man, Disney Plus. Two words. A word in a graphic. Disney Plus.
Don't blame you.
Gargoyles, man. I haven't watched Gargoyles in 15 years, and it still got it. It was ahead of its time.
With my job, my full time job, yesterday I did a lot of open enrollment, so that was really fun.
Oh, wait. Are you a full time employee for a job? Open enrollment. That sounds like you got insurance and stuff.
Fox Media, man. Whoa. Pour one out.
Don't do that. Pour it to me. I ain't got no money. Don't pour it out. Don't waste it.
I think you could go to the doctor's office with my ID. You think they'd notice?
We're twins. Yeah. We're triplets. I have an actual twin.
If you notice, we do look a lot alike.
Well, I have an actual twin. So you just
have me. It's me.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, thank you for listening to the show.
Apparently.
We're trying to get Hartzell out of the house.
We got a little bit of a busy show. I was putting this together last night, realizing we may have to cut some stuff because we have pages worth of stuff.
Well, let's get to it.
Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Pete Sweeney, the newsman from, where'd you go to school?
Syracuse University for my master's degree and then a smaller school.
You have a master's?
Oh, yeah. Master's in journalism.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
so
man.
So you were an actual newsman.
They called me the newsman. Broke a lot of stories up in Cuse.
Oh, the Cuse, huh? You guys call it the Cuse.
That's right. I know your deals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the news, Pete, you still been trying to keep up with the impeachment stuff, bud?
I'll be honest. I fell out of the impeachment ring.
You had a good run, man. It was what?
Strong for me.
You did really well.
But then
Tuesday.
I'm watching it, and I say, man, this is the same thing for 6 hours. Hartzell will tell me the important stuff tomorrow.
I have seen a lot of it, and by a lot of it, I have not missed a minute of it. It's been wildly fascinating. And last, I guess yesterday. We may have reached the end of the thrilling conclusion of part one of the impeachment hearings. I wish I could be a movie trailer voice, but that's the best I could do.
To people watching here at home and around the world,
In the words of my great colleague, we are better than that. Adjourned.
Ooh. Dr. Fiona Ooh. Hill was one of two witnesses testifying about the president's dealings with Ukraine. Hill was the former top Russia expert for the president, and she described in detail what she considered an alarming meeting inside the White House.
Hill says when Yovanovitch was fired, Gordon Sondland, a wealthy Trump donor handpicked by the president as ambassador to the EU, assumed a larger role.
And he said to me, but I'm briefing the president. I'm briefing Chief of Staff Mulvaney. I'm briefing Secretary Pompeo, and I've talked to Ambassador Bolton. But it struck me one yesterday when you put up on the screen Ambassador Sondland's emails, because he was being involved in a domestic political errand. And I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
So there we got it. We finally got, we got the quote, because that's what we were saying. You know, John, right. John Oliver, is, you know, what are we going to call this? Impeachment, dumb impeachment, impeachment sequel. Well, we finally got, we got the sentence, you know, because in Nixon, John Dean had, you know, there's a cancer on the presidency. And then you have, for Clinton, you had, you know, I did not have sex with this woman. And now, you know, we got Fiona Hill calling it the domestic political errand. That was the line on the Chyron all yesterday. Fiona Hill, Dr. Fiona Hill, and David Holmes testified. Fiona Hill, she is a MF mood. This woman came in strong. She's a badass. And if we're being honest, you know that accent adds a little bit of, it's a touch of credibility.
Yeah.
You know it is.
For sure.
It just really puts it over the top. So where do we go from here? Facts are out. Democrats think that we got enough.
Right.
Enough information to now send this thing from the Intelligence Committee. They will now put their recommendations together. They're going to send that to the Judicial Committee, who will actually put together the articles of impeachment. If it's voted out of that committee, then it's going to go to a full House vote, and the House of Representatives will then, if the president is impeached, which is like your indictment,
right?
You get sent to the Senate where you have a trial. Strap in, baby. Strap in.
Talking with some friends, and again, I'm no expert on politics. It really doesn't seem...
You got a master's, Pete.
It doesn't... Right.
That's new everything.
There was a sports communication emphasis, Hartzell.
Oh, excuse the hell out of me.
Yes, excuse me. And so, from what I can understand, the idea of this playing out through the Senate to get him out of office is probably still low, right?
Yeah,
low
still,
chance.
It appears that way.
Right.
Even some of the reps who are retiring, we kind of thought that maybe they might...
Sure.
Maybe they might veer off course, but it looks like the best we're going to get is maybe that it may not have been appropriate, but is it impeachable?
Right.
And that's the question. So that's something I guess we all gotta have a come to Jesus moment.
Right.
We had a debate, Democratic debate in Atlanta. That was Wednesday night. Busy day on Wednesday.
The impeachment showdown took center stage at last night's Democratic debate.
The president felt free to break the law again and again and again, and that's what's happened with Ukraine.
By the way, I learned something about these impeachment trials. I learned, number one, that Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee.
We cannot simply be consumed by Donald Trump.
If you win the 2020 election, what would you say in your first call with Russian President Vladimir Putin?
First, I'd say, I'm sorry I beat your guy.
Oh,
my
what a
first
burn.
Senate race, I
burn.
Literally called everyone I knew, and I set what is still an all-time Senate record.
Thank
I raised $17,000 from ex-boyfriends.
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. This week, I hear him literally
that.
Say
this is the best one.
That I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it.
So good. So good. It, for the most part, it was a very, I actually thought it was a pretty good debate. It was very substantive.
Sounds like some haymakers there.
That's the thing. It was interesting because it was a very civil, everyone was playing really nice. Mayor Pete took the lead in, he's
great
a front
name.
Runner in Iowa, I will say. It's made for a bumper sticker.
Some people call me Mayor Pete.
It's Friday. I'm gonna let that pass. So I'm not sure maybe if it's because he's more of a chill guy, but there wasn't a lot of attacks on him. So it was pretty nice, but some of the moments were just so satisfying. Tulsi Gabbard just got torn a new one. Just got taken to the SmackDown hotel, baby. Oh, it was great. For the first time, also four female moderators. And I think
explain for me that marijuana exchange at the end.
Okay. So Joe Biden was, I think it was a town hall or something. Someone asked, "Yo, Joe, Uncle Joe, so when we gonna do the damn thing? When we gonna legalize this thing?" I was high when I heard the quote, and so Joe says, "I'm afraid it might be a gateway drug." Again, Pete, this is the year of our Lord 2019. Okay, so much like Cory Booker, we all thought that Joe might have been a little high when he said that. So like I said, a pretty civil debate. First time for female moderators, and I thought that it was the best ran debate to date. So Cam Soda, it's a Cam website. You ever done any Cam sighting? Show a little of that swing skin action.
Cam Soda, what are you talking about?
Cam Soda is a cam site for the most, I mean, a lot of people.
Oh, have you asked me if I've ever done a cam site?
Yeah.
No, not yet. Not yet.
I thought you were the heartbreak kid.
Mm.
Cam Soda.
Not sure if everyone's ready to see that.
Cam Soda, this Thanksgiving, for up to $250, Cam Soda will let you, or they're asking for you, to live stream your Thanksgiving dinner.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, listen, I'm not going to kink shame anybody. Maybe you want to watch homegirl just suck down a turkey leg.
Okay. Well, wow. I did not expect that to come out of
Have you not been to Thanksgiving? I don't know what you do in your
Sure.
house. Sure.
I mean, I don't know. You just said the words homegirl suck down a turkey leg. So it just caught me by surprise.
Happy,
you know what I mean?
Happy Friday.
I didn't know this was that type of show.
So I went down this rabbit hole. I'm on Cam Soda's website.
Yeah.
Fascinating material. They have what's called a live stream. And it doesn't even have to be, it doesn't here. In fact, I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read it verbatim just in case those want to sign up with me. Livestream, a program that allows people to broadcast their candid lives, not necessarily sexual. And you get to be compensated. Look at this compensation.
This is your dream.
Am I projecting right
if,
now?
If there was a device, I find that if there was a device, Hartzell, that could somehow like be around your neck and just record you 24/7, this would be something that you'd be interested in.
You had me at device around my neck. But look at this. Cam Soda will provide webcams for free. Pay them up to $200 per month and pay their monthly internet bill.
I mean, this just goes to show how many creepy people there are out there.
Creepy people? How many hustlers we got out there?
Oh, stop.
Get that money, man.
This is weird.
Get that money, man.
This is a weird thing.
So off the heels of here in Kansas City, you know, we passed that conversion therapy ban. Again, shout out to our friends Maite Salazar, Austin Strassel, Zachary Mallory. They did a lot getting that conversion therapy ban put into law here in Kansas City. Well, our friends at Olathe, they too are trying to just put on paper some protections for some of our more marginalized brothers and sisters.
People living in Olathe are keeping a close eye on the city. Many people are pushing for the city to adopt a non-discrimination ordinance protecting members of the LGBTQ community.
A lot of the people who spoke last night want the city to adopt some rules that basically say businesses in Olathe can't fire someone for just being part of the LGBT community, or businesses can't discriminate against somebody based solely on their sexual orientation.
And the NDO will help enable and ensure understanding and protection when it is out of line.
An NDO, for those wondering what those letters mean, what that acronym is for, that is the non-discrimination ordinance.
Right.
So it looks like we're shooting for December 3rd. I believe I wrote that down for the next
I mean, is this just sounds like a no-brainer to me.
And there's people who are actively campaigning against it, and I don't understand.
How could you go against something that's against discrimination?
One of the last major towns that doesn't have that. I was blown away. And like I said, some of the folks were like campaigning against it.
I understand both sides of it. I've told you before, I'm probably more in the middle, you know, than anything else. But come on, this is a layup, like a slam dunk. Like, don't be stupid here.
So we'll keep you posted. I think, yeah, I said December 3rd is when they're trying to get that next brought up at the meeting. Some news out of Sporting Kansas City. A little bittersweet. Roster moves were announced yesterday. And Sporting KC declined the options for midfielder Benny Failhaber, Gideon Zalalem, and maybe one of the bigger names that we may not have seen coming. He's been here for 9 seasons, homegrown, played at Rockhurst. Seth Sinovic leaving Sporting KC.
Into the box he goes. The cross comes in, punched away by Highland, and it's banked home by Seth Sinovic.
Susie, 32, Sinovic!
Midseason. I'm going to love
it's
this.
It's Benny with the shot. Yes! Goal!
Start the clock, Pete. Count them down.
3, 2, 1. Three.
Benny! Oh, I almost Fellhammer! Sporting KC up 1-0.
Oh, that's an older one. I haven't heard that in a minute. Sporting KC did exercise the options on Eric Dick, Graham Smith, Gerso Fernandez, Eric Hurtado, and that boy DS20, Daniel Shallowy.
Shallowy's got to score a little more this year.
He's got a foot, though. That dude's got a canoe for a foot.
Yeah, let's put some goals in that, huh?
Having gotten a chance or still getting a chance, I just re-signed my contract. Thank you, Sporting KC.
Big news. dropping all kinds of news on this Friday.
I'm a name dropper. You know that.
You are.
You know I'm a name
You love to drop names.
You know I'm a name dropper.
And news, apparently.
And I'm not done yet because, you know, and you're going to hate me for this. But it's true. I've gotten a chance to be friends with some of these dudes.
Oh, here we go.
No, 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 no. I'm not being that guy. I'm just saying I'm going to miss some friends.
You want to do the rest of the segment alone?
I've hung out on the weekend with some of them.
Oh,
right? Let me have
here
this
we
moment.
Go. It gets worse.
Okay, I'm qualified to say goodbye to some of my friends.
That's right.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
So let's do a feel good
when
Friday.
When do they make the Hollywood Walk of Fame star thing for you? You know you got to pay for that. I hope you're willing to do that.
You know I'm on UFC. I don't know if you know that I'm on UFC Fight Pass.
Oh my god!
Take a look at that.
That's even good. I saw you mean mugging.
Broadcasting live from Memorial Hall, this Invicta Fighting Championship. I was very good that night.
We might
too.
Have to end the show in the next five or minutes or so.
UFC
Fight. How much more?
UFC Fight Pass, Invicta FC. Your boy was a ring announcer.
Okay.
Feel Good Friday story. Let's do that. A little Feel
yeah,
Good
please.
Friday.
Some good news here.
Out of your neck of the woods, out of Long Island.
That's right.
Out of Long Island, Pete.
What's that?
A man who's right on the border of Queens and Long Island hopped in his car and drove for hours, many hours, to help a stranger.
Saturday morning, Diana Chong quickly popped into Bagels 101 for coffee before getting on the road to Pennsylvania for a Friendsgiving. They drove all the way from Middle Island to Honesdale, 180 miles away.
Oh my gosh.
And then she realized that she had left her keys behind.
If we would have had to stop to let out the dog to go to the bathroom and shut off the car, we would have been stranded.
So the store manager took a road trip.
It's just the right thing to do. If it happened to my wife, I would want somebody else to do it for her.
Lady has the one of those new key fob styles. So
right.
You don't have to have the key in there. So she goes and gets the bagel. Here's my question, and props to that guy. What a real stand-up dude. Lady, have you heard of Uber? Why are you making my guy drive 7 hours to give you something you could have ordered on the app and got a ride to work?
To pull the curtain back a little bit, I'm from Long Island in that area.
Do you know where this
the last
stuff
bagel
is?
Story to come out of Long Island was the Bagel Boss. So this feels like a lot better of a story. I feel a little bit more proud about this one. Still, you're right. So she's driving on this long trip, right?
Yeah.
You've gone on road trips before. You stop in some towns. I don't care in which direction you're going. You stop in a town, you're like, my God, people live here? She's lucky she didn't stop the car in one of those towns. She must have drove 6 hours straight.
Pete, tell me about sports, baby.
Just remember the key fob. Okay, in sports.
We will rebuild.
MLB owners approved the sale from the Glass family to John Sherman of the Royals. The Kansas City Royals have a new owner.
Yes.
He was, and Sherman I'm talking about, down at the owners' meetings and spoke to the other owners, his new counterparts in Arlington, Texas at the MLB owner meetings.
David Glass, he's done a lot for Kansas City, not only being the owner for the last 20 years, but really helping you and Kauffman kind of navigate that transition back in the 90s, which was really important to Kansas City. And then the other thing I'd like to say, I am deeply appreciative of the commissioner's office and my fellow owners for their confidence and trust in the vote today. It's a responsibility that I'll take very seriously.
So, David Glass. So everybody loves the Kansas City Royals around here. Here are some quick and dirty things to know about the new owner.
Quick and dirty. Sliding in a home
plate.
And
we're not talking about Cam Soda.
Woo!
We first learned of the sale to Sherman in late August, so this was more of a formality. The owners have to just approve it. A couple things about Sherman. He's an entrepreneur who started two energy companies. He's active in civic causes around the city. He's a trustee for the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation, the National World War I Museum.
Seems like a stand-up dude.
And the University of Missouri, Kansas City. So well involved in the community even before doing this. He used to be a minority owner of the Indians, 30%. He had to give that up to become the full owner of the Royals. He's been a Royal season ticket holder and sees sports and their teams, so the Chiefs and Sporting and the Royals, as a community asset. Apparently, he's this big baseball nerd who loves analytics, and he's warm to the idea, you'll be interested in this, of a downtown stadium. So we'll see if that comes to pass as the next decade goes along.
I don't want a downtown stadium. Okay. I'm that guy.
All right. I wouldn't hate it. But I can understand why you'd want to allocate that money to other items.
Case in point, this weekend downtown, it's going to be a mess driving.
We talked about it.
Take a look at the podcast, KC Morning Show.
The Instagram, too.
On all your major podcasting platforms. It's going to be a mess downtown with all the stuff being closed. Tack on a stadium. Anyway, that's a different story. Continue. I'm sorry. That's my soapbox.
When Sherman first got the team, some thought he might spend more money, be a little bit more active, but recent reports say that he will take a similar approach. So that low mid-tier spending, but it'll ramp up when there's a feeling that the team could really compete. So just like we saw when the Royals went to back-to-back World Series and ultimately won in 2015. In Chiefs news, the Chiefs are off this week, but the news never ends. The story we're watching surrounds the health of wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Hill injured his hamstring last game, but a report from Ian Rappaport has said that it's likely minor. He should be back in the mix after the bye week. So that's a good thing. I mean, he's probably the most important weapon for Patrick Mahomes on the Chiefs.
What a weird season for Tyreek Hill. It's been a weird calendar year for Tyreek Hill.
It has been a roller coaster. Two injuries during the season to potentially miss time. He missed nearly a whole game, missed the beginning of the season. But again, he should be okay. I just pulled his hamstring, and I don't know if they wanted to put him back on the Mexico City field. Anyway, in Pro Bowl voting, also known as the NFL All-Star Game, Patrick Mahomes is second in voting for quarterbacks to Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
I just want to bring up Lamar Jackson for a second, because he's having the best season right now because Mahomes got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes throws better than anyone. Lamar runs better than anyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a quarterback position, as you always say, throwing more important than running.
Yes, sir.
But they also both run and throw. Mm-hmm. So then it comes down to how does Patrick Mahomes run compared to how Lamar Jackson throws? That's competitive, actually, and we saw Patrick Mahomes run to win the game yesterday. Not just the third quarter hookup with Travis Kelce in a key moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was the yards he picked up with his feet when they need him. What? Down all of his offensive weapons on the road in a bad place to play. He figured out a way to get it done with his worst performance of the season.
Mm-hmm. Why is he so aggressive? Why do sports dudes have to come in
ESPN's
so aggressive?
ESPN's Max Kellerman, by the way.
And I like Max Kellerman. I'm a big fan, but man, God, that vein must be just popping out.
People are passionate about it. That's how these shows get really popular. And so there you have it. I still believe, yes,
you know,
this is it.
That's how the shows get popular. You gotta listen to it.
I still believe that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He's just been a little injured this year. And so you've seen Lamar Jackson get a little bit more of the spotlight. By the way, Travis Kelce, the tight end, and rookie Mecole Hardman lead their positions. Last night, Patrick Mahomes Foundation 15 and the Mahomies held their gala in KC, and the quarterback and the foundation gave 15 $15,000 grants to 15 local charities.
Hell yeah.
Mahomes also announced the building of another playground in the area. Also, the Chiefs signed a backup defensive end to round out their team, Damone Harris. They signed him off the Baltimore Ravens. So those are all your Chiefs updates. I think it was really cool for Mahomes to take a stand there. 15 charities, $15,000.
He's the god. The god, Patrick Mahomes. And
he's the most famous person in Kansas City to me. And it is not close.
No.
And it was George Brett at one time, but he, to me, in 3 years now, has already trumped that.
Oh, no, and he was phased out overnight. I mean, let's just be real. Also, to piggyback off of what you just said with Pat, Tyrann Mathieu, I couldn't find any audio for it, but he, yesterday with Harvesters, gave out a bunch of turkeys.
320 turkeys.
For Thanksgiving. So.
And this is only a few days after he had a celebrity waiter dinner to benefit his foundation, which helps out.
And he also did, because I interviewed for the radio show Heart Soul After Dark, 96.5 The Buzz from 6 to 10. Let me get mine in.
All right.
You've been doing yours ever since we launched this show.
What are you talking about?
Let me get a plug in.
All right.
He did stuff for Teach for America. So it looks, I didn't realize he was a big charity guy, which is awesome.
Loves charity. And he did that for,
I love for him to make a GD
he
play.
Did that for Arizona. He did that. You know, he's involved in New Orleans because he went to LSU. Mm-hmm. He did that for a year in Houston, and now he wants to do that in Kansas City now that he's made it his home. Rounding out sports in college basketball, junior guard Mark Smith led Mizzou with 21 points and 8 rebounds to knock off Morehead State. And in the NFL, the Houston Texans beat the Indianapolis Colts 23-20 on Thursday Night Football. That's it. That wraps up sports.
Just an excellent job. You
Thank
are
you.
Pete, you're the excellence of execution.
Consummate professional is what you're looking for.
Consummate professional.
Anytime you need a word, I got you.
I'm waiting for it. I know you got something for me. I know. I'm just looking at you. You got something.
No, I got nothing, man.
You got nothing?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you got nothing. Pete, updated terms for 2020. I don't want to get too much into your personal life, but because I don't know who listens to this show. I don't know what kind of booty call you send the link to this show to. And we need the listeners.
Okay.
We need the listeners. I'm not going to tell you not to,
okay.
But I will say you might need this because we have some updated terms in 2020. Plenty of Fish has released new dating terms, and Pete, I just can't let my guy be caught slipping. We're going to get you, we will get you caught up
this
and up to
nightmare.
Speed. No, this is your nightmare. This is your dream, baby. This is what dreams are made of. My name's Hartzell. That is Pete. This is your KC Morning Show.
That is humor. I recognize that.
The KC Morning Show.
I wish you liked those more. I wish you liked those more.
They're not my favorite, but you know what? We are a team, and we're about to get into a dating segment. So it's all about compromise. All about communication and compromise.
You just don't like that I do some deep cuts for those.
The three C's, communication, compromise, and conolingus.
Plenty of Fish have announced new dating terms for 2020. They want to keep you updated because the kids now, hello youths, hello young people, the youths, there's all kinds of stuff. Ghosting. I haven't been on the apps for a while.
Right.
Humble brag.
I don't really do the
humble
apps.
Humble brag. I'm doing pretty good right now.
I've never really done them.
You never did like Tinder or Bumble?
Not really my thing.
Man, I was thirsty. I've been on every single one. Okay, Cupid, the original. I was part of the, I'm not trying to toot my own horn today. But I was part of the beta testing for Bumble. So, no big deal. So I got these terms for you, Pete.
You know what that means.
I was one of the, I was the foundation of Bumble.
Yeah, that
Without me.
Doesn't surprise me.
Oh, you want to hear some of these? Because I want to make sure you're good to go. I want to make sure
of course.
That when you sliding in, you don't say something stupid. Or when she
I'm
says
not gonna
something.
Not going to be sliding in.
You listen.
Okay.
Rounding third. Okay.
All right.
Cosplaying. Cause, not the COS playing, like, you know,
right,
movies and things like that, video games. Cosplaying, C-A-U-S-E. Any ideas?
Oh, you're asking me? No.
Yes.
No.
Karma, it's not a great start, Pete. Not a great start. Cosplaying, when a casual relationship kind of fizzles out, only to have one person later circle back with a favor to ask, usually about supporting a good cause or in certain examples, asking for concert tickets because, you know, you work at a radio station, whatever.
This is my nightmare show. It's just Hartzell City.
61% of singles have had someone break up with them and eventually circle back to ask for a favor. How about dial toning?
What's a dial tone mean?
Dial toning, Pete, is different from ghosting, so write that down.
Okay.
Dial toning is ignoring dial toning is ignoring someone before a relationship ever begins. Oh, I didn't actually read this one through. It's the act of giving someone your phone number, only to ignore them when they actually reach out. No, I have done that. I have done that one. Now that I read that one through.
And there's the slight humble brag that girls contact you.
60% of singles have experienced someone giving them their phone number to only be ignored. 35% of singles admit to doing this to somebody else. I'm looking at you.
I would never do that. Come
on. Of course not. Eclipsing.
I use every number I have on my phone.
We're not
at least once a week.
I told you, we're not too proud to beg on this show.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just making a joke.
Eclipsing. Adopting the interests or hobbies of someone you're dating. So if you're eclipsing, Looks like nearly half of singles, 48%, have experienced dating someone who adopted all the same interests / hobbies. Mm. Yeah, I can do that.
I really, when I'm dating, I don't necessarily want my partner to like be that into sports because I'm so heavily involved.
I thought you were going to say be that into me.
Yeah, just leave me the hell alone.
All right, let's do a couple more. Oh, how about this? White clawing. You know what white clawing is, Pete?
When you get rip roaring on a Saturday afternoon.
White claw wasted, baby. The act of staying with someone who you find. I didn't read these. The act of staying with someone who you find basic and boring only because you find them attractive. Over a quarter of singles, 27% admit to having done this. 42% say they know someone who has done this. And the rest of that percentage that equals 100 are the people who did not report.
There you go.
White clawing.
Well, there you go.
I love that. Let's finish it with this. Which one do I want to do? Do I want to do glamboozled or do I want to do yellow? Okay, yeah, I'm gonna throw it out to you. Do you want glamboozled, Kanye'd, or yellow carding?
Just give me ball. I need all of them, but do it quickly.
Gamboozled, getting fully done up for a date only to have them cancel your plans or fall through at the last minute.
See, me and my college best friend came up with this thing, and we found in dating, it's a lot easier for females to do than males.
Yeah.
It's called super ready. Where like if you know that you really know when a girl's into you if you're going out to like just a regular date and she gets super ready and it's very, very ready. And guys can kind of do it in the winter where you have like a button down with a sweater or something, a scarf, right? Yeah. It's tougher to do in the summer. I mean, for typical guy.
What's it called? Say it one more time. What do you call it?
Super ready.
I'm gonna send that into Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, please do that.
Get that updated on the list. Kanye, when your date spends the entire time talking about themselves. I've never done that.
There's no chance that's true.
I've never done that. Yellow carding, to wrap it up. Yellow carding is when someone is called out on their poor dating behavior. 27% of singles confronted a date because of their bad behavior.
Probably,
now, I had not heard...
Probably a date on Ocean Avenue, don't you think?
Oh, wow. Wow. Some of your finest material there. So I didn't realize that was a thing. Yellow carding. You watch the show Letterkenny?
I do not.
On Hulu?
No.
Well, they have a bit on there where they do talk about yellow card.
New program in effect. If you're being a dink, you get a yellow card.
Which is essentially a warning.
And then if you keep being a dink, you get a red card, which means we're no longer obligated to give you the time of D.
A dink is an idiot, by the way. If you're being an ass. If you're being a jerk, don't be a dink. And also don't, and if you are, I'm going to call you out. Give him a card. Give him a yellow card.
First of all.
That right there, your updated terms, Pete. So I think now that you are educated, you've learned, you are strapping young man. Now you know what to say. Now you know if you get called out, what to react.
Right.
I think you're back in the game.
Let me know, or let me tell you that, A, I'm not a dink. And B, I didn't need this segment, but I appreciate it.
I appreciate you
looking at it.
I didn't say that you needed it. I'm just saying. I'm going to throw it out there. If you want it, catch it. If not, throw it right back at me. I'm just saying. Do you need me to email you the rest of these lists? You want me to put on the Google Drive?
Here, you know what you should do?
Uh-oh.
Take that email.
Uh-oh.
And shove it up your ass.
The KC Morning Show.
On Fridays, Pete, we do what we call Flicks on Friday because, you know, you might want to go see a movie this weekend. And there were some pretty solid ones coming out. Frozen 2.
Nice.
Depeche Mode.
You are, by the way, not to cut you off, I'm sorry. You're Olaf. You are Olaf.
I've never seen the film.
if you're out there
never
and
you
happen to see Frozen, Hartzell is Olaf.
I'm that guy. Everyone loves it, so I refuse to see it. I will be that. I am that guy.
I mean, listen, you just let it go. I understand that.
Oh, damn. I'm gonna miss that this weekend. I sure will. I'm going to miss that. Depeche Mode has a documentary coming out called Depeche Mode, Spirits in the Forest. Going over their last show. It actually looked kind of solid. But the big one, the one that obviously everybody wants to talk about, Tom Hanks starring, It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Hey, I'm looking for Fred Rogers.
In here.
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, in this let's go.
A beautiful day for a neighbor.
I used to love Mr. Would Rogers.
I had it on cassette.
Could you be mine? Please, won't you be?
I sure will.
My neighbor.
I kind of love Tom Hanks.
He's perfect for that
He's
role.
He's perfect.
Do you consider yourself a hero?
I do.
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with their feelings.
Yep.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
I'm gonna bawl my eyes out.
Let people know.
I'm gonna be a wreck.
That each one of them is precious.
Oh.
Can I tell you?
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, just hold on.
Please won't you be my neighbor?
That was wonderful.
I'm weak.
Did you see the story surrounding this that came out 2 days ago? Tom Hanks found out he's distantly related to Mr. Rogers.
Because, of course, the rich get richer.
Sixth
of course.
Cousins
of course.
Via Ancestry.com.
I was pulling that audio last night, and I was getting goosebumps. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be excellent.
You know, some people are like, you see a certain movie as you're channel surfing, and you have to stay with that movie. There are not a lot of Tom Hanks movies you shut off if you find them on the TV.
I like to, and I'm totally stealing this from somebody else. I will give credit where credit is due. There's something to be said about Tom Hanks radio. Everybody loves Tom Hanks. You give them Tom Hanks radio, they're gonna love you.
Yeah.
KC Morning Show.
Don't
brought
put
to
that
by
out there. We need all listeners radio. We can get.
No. I'm saying we're gonna model this show after Tom Hanks. This will be your Tom Hanks radio.
Right. Okay. I got you.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Why not?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that is that not your
now
vibe?
You're comparing yourself to Tom Hanks? Is that what you're doing right now?
The KC Morning Show.
Is that one better for you since there's no quote, no indie movie reference that you don't like?
Yeah, I like that better. It's cleaner.
Pete, a solid week in the books, bud. Big fan of you. Big fan of the show.
I like you. I'm really proud of all the feedback we've gotten. I'll say it once.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll say it again. If you enjoy the show, and only if you enjoy it, we don't want this cheap recommendation here. Only if you enjoy it.
Just speak for yourself.
Tell a friend.
I want that cheap pop.
Tell a friend or two or three. We're going to be passing out. We have business cards. We're good. We got the social media going. KC Morning Show across the board, except for Instagram. It's KC_Morning Show. You can follow us on Twitter.
And I've been slipping on the voicemails, and I will this weekend, if you want to send us anything, 816-200-2868.
Right. And let's also say this, too. We're coming to you from Unlabeled Music Services
in
Westport.
Yeah, we are. Hell yeah, we are.
Check out their website. They can do a ton for you, including experiences, and you can rent out the studio. You can rent out this studio. Check it out, Unlabeled Music Services. Kansas City Weekend Preview. First, Winterfest at Worlds of Fun begins at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Winterfest runs on Saturdays through December 23rd. Kansas City's largest indoor tree lighting ceremony will happen tomorrow at Union Station. The event starts at 10 a.m., family fun, and the lighting ceremony will be between 6:30 and 7 p.m. There will also be a lighting ceremony of a 50-foot tree at Zona Rosa at 6 p.m., and get this, Hartzell, Santa will be in attendance.
Stop it!
Yes. I do want to take a quick second to mention the Aiden Project. It's a nonprofit that provides therapy scholarships to children with developmental delays. It's their gala tonight. A good friend of mine, Mitch, has told me the tickets are sold out, but you can still participate in the auction online. A lot of great Kansas City-related gifts, a downtown KC rooftop party, fitness packages, nights out in KC, and great Chiefs, Royals, and sporting packages. I pinned the link to my Twitter page. You can find that twitter.com/PGSween. Click on the link. See if there's something you want to bid on. It's for a really good cause.
Hey, good job, man.
If you have an event we need to know about, email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com. And then finally, in sports this weekend, college football, Kansas takes on Iowa State on Saturday at 11 a.m. on Fox Sports North. I saw a watch parties happening at Chicken and Pickle. Kansas State takes on Texas Tech at 6 p.m. That's on Fox Sports 1. And Mizzou hosts Tennessee at 6:30 on the SEC Network. As we said before, the Chiefs are off, but you want to root for a team this weekend. It's the New York Jets. They play the Oakland Raiders, who are the Chiefs' biggest threat to potentially spoiling this division for them. And then finally, Hartzell, as we conclude this show, weather today, once again, it'll be in the 30s. Not really going to get past 38, 39. It looks like it'll be cloudy all day. So really not the best day to start.
Don't put that in the world. We mean not the best day.
Partly cloudy tomorrow.
Not the best analysis.
Partly cloudy tomorrow. 46 is your high. 33 is your low. And then on Sunday, it heats up. 58 degrees, it's sunny, and a low of 37. So a nicer day on Sunday. It's always a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
My name is Hartzell. That is Pete Sweeney. I've decided to play us out of the show with, I'm just going to embrace it. If this show was just me doing name drops, and I'm okay with that, I saved this for our Friday show. Again, I'm not trying to brag on myself, but I had a buddy of mine come in. And he had heard about the show. You know him. He's fairly famous or whatever. He's pretty important. Oh my God. And he wanted to say hi. So I'm just gonna play this for you. And I'm sorry he didn't record something for you.
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on there with Hartzell.
So I just want to say thank you to my good friend Morgan Freeman for giving us that audio. Just I really appreciate that, Morgan. Good friend of mine. Love you.
I just wish that someone would have told me that today on the show was Hartzell Appreciation Day.
I was flexing, baby. Listen, you're over here talking about charities. What about the Save a Hartzell Foundation, huh? Let's go. Actually, that was Tom Kane for those he lives in Kansas City. Voiceover extraordinaire. He is if you watch the Clone Wars, Star Wars, the Clone Wars,
right?
He's the voiceover for all that. He does all the voices. You can get that on Disney Plus, which you can find now on Disney Plus. Thank you, Tom Kane.
Best part about the weekend coming up is I get 3 days off from talking to you,
Pete. Love you. Love your show. It's been a pleasure. My name's Hartzell. That Peter S. Sweeney, Esquire of Arrowhead Pride, and now, because of you, Kansas City, we can now say that we're doing a thing called the KC Morning Show. So thank you so much. Like, subscribe, tell your friends about it, and we'll see you
in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.